protection. Come from a woman midsection. So the place of God is holy, yes I know. So when you see waistline in rotation, understand it's part of creation. And don't judge them when you see them going low. This is something ancient, mama, this is holy. And if you don't understand, don't bother judge me. This is something powerful, it cannot be controlled. Watch how me bloody.
Midsection, it's called Midsection Freetown Collective. We are here, we are live once again. A shot of soca,
yeah,
at the Myriad Studios. Shout out to Carib Culture one time, and of course, I am here with my wonderful, wonderful co-host.
Hey,
hey, Annie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. It's good to see you.
You too.
Yeah, how's life? How's things?
Good. Gonna act like I've not seen you in a very long time.
You're gonna act like that?
Yeah.
But I ain't seen you in a long time. Gotta pretend. What's wrong with you?
That's what I just said. I'm gonna pretend.
You know, so it's glad to be back here in the studio, yes, once again. And we have an amazing guest.
I'm excited for this episode.
You know, real excitement to the place.
Actually, it's gonna be fun.
You know, she ain't bring no conky. She ain't bring nothing like that for you. You understand me? Nothing, you know? She didn't even bring a little, what rum it is again, but was it rum that I love?
Mount Gay.
No,
listen.
Oh, they hear the voice, right?
That's
like,
Silver Mount Gay.
Hey, only that's Miss Desire, you know? That's Miss Desire. She here, all this, she is here.
Hey.
Miss Desire is in the building, UK soca artist, you know, yes, coming through by Bayesian roots, of course.
Of course.
Hi, Miss Desire.
Hey, I'm good.
So long, I see you.
Give me a wine now.
Oh, take your time.
Listen, you'll be seeing plenty of whining in this episode.
Take your time.
Can't help himself.
Take your time. I'll be whining right here in this four corner.
Okay, fair play.
How are you, my lovely?
I'm so good. How have you been?
Good.
How have you guys been?
Good.
Season's greetings and salutations.
I know, my favorite time of the year.
Same.
I love a Christmas.
Same.
Why are you screwing
up? So I'm a Christmas gift, then if you love Christmas.
It's not Christmas Day. It's still have time.
Okay. All right. Okay. I hope
so. But season's greetings nonetheless. I do love Christmas. I'm like a big kid for Christmas.
Same. It's my favorite time of the year.
Is your favorite time too?
Yeah, no.
Okay. What's all your favorite time?
Your Scrooge.
I was going to say, are you the Grinch?
Bah humbug.
Are you the Grinch?
I am not a Grinch, you know.
Okay.
I just, as you get older, you realize that the most important thing about this time of year is family more than, you know.
Of course.
I was going to say food, but we can go with family.
You know?
I was going to say food and drink.
Most people just be like, gosh, but most people at Christmas time may be like, you know, I just want it to be a quiet Christmas. I just want to see the family, let them come and go. And let me just have the house to myself. Plenty of people that say that. Plenty of people like, I can't. You know when Auntie Mel come over, right? She just wants to just talk. I can't take it. Plenty of people just be talking like that.
No, I need my food. I need the drinks.
Yeah.
We need the ham, the black cake. Like,
yes.
What you know about black cake?
Barbados has the best black cake. Obviously.
I'm not getting into this.
I'm just like, I'm going to say anything on that when I'm going to sip my drink.
Yeah, you sip your drink. Wait, now, what are you drinking? Wait, now, I don't even have a drink.
Oh.
Nah, you know, so nobody pour me a little juice, nothing. All you have only red cup, only leave me with no cup.
Oh.
All you have.
Do you want me to pour you a drink?
Huh?
Do you want me to pour you a drink?
No, I good. I go suck my lip. It's fine. I go suck my lip.
You don't want a little pineapple juice?
No, I don't want it. Okay. I don't want it. It's not Tropicana.
And wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I kind of bougie like that. It's only Tropicana pineapple juice.
There's this diva behavior.
Well.
Diva.
Well, Miss Desire, you're a diva too? You know, so if all you don't know, right, Miss Desire, she is an amazing singer, And she's been doing it for a very, very, very long time. Mm-hmm. You know, plying her trade through the UK and across the international world as well, and through international corners as well.
Mm-hmm. And international waters.
She is here on a shot of soca to, you know. So first and foremost, right, we have to ask, because we want to make sure we ask the question.
Okay.
What made you decide to be a soca artist?
Oh my God.
Or just an artist, because I know you could sing other genres as well.
Okay. I think I was singing and performing from the time I was probably around 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. So most people don't know, like, I came up in performing arts schools. I went to North London Performing Arts School. I done stuff with Sylvia Young. Mm-hmm. I had done stuff like with BBC, like Dick Dom in the Bungalow. For people that know that.
So we don't all know, of those kind of
like,
I know about Bungalow.
I was always into performing arts. Mm-hmm. But of course, like coming up in the UK, you tend to go towards the more R&B, all of that kind of stuff. I used to go to Barbados every year. Of course, that's where my family's from. So I used to go summertime, because my mother always said a plane ticket was cheaper than play scheme.
Look how it is in grass. Not your mother. Mom, I'm not involved in this, mom. Not me.
Used to say a plane ticket is cheaper than play scheme. So I used to go down for the summer holidays. Of course, that's when crop over is happening.
Mm. Yep.
So coming up, I was always singing R&B in choir, doing gospel, doing R&B, all of that kind of good stuff. And then I remember one year I went to Barbados and we went to Cahabla Pot. Now, this is showing my age, because they don't even have cobbler pot anymore.
Mm. So what is that?
It's the show that they used to have. It used to be like the biggest show of the season. Then they had the kings and queens of carnival and all that kind of stuff. But they don't have it no more. And I remember sitting there, well, standing, Guyana seats. But we were standing there and I saw Alison Hines perform for the first time live. Mm-hmm. So obviously I heard on the radios and all that kind of stuff. But back then you didn't have internet. So you couldn't really go and be like, who's this person? So I used to hear her on the radio all the time, didn't know who she was. And then when I saw her in the show, I was like, I want to do that. I was like, this is what I want to do. But it took me like maybe 2 years after seeing her to actually figure it out. Because as I said, we didn't have internet. When I came back here, no one really knew what I was saying. Like when I used to say to people, I want to do soca. They were like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. And then I went back to Barbados actually the following year and I met with Blood. Blood Armstrong from Square One. And I was telling him what I wanted to do. And he was like, I got you. And you know, people say, I got you, and you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
But he gave me a rhythm, made me go and write on it. And that was then. I think it was like 2007 when I met and we done everything. And then 2008 is when I released Soca. And then I've just been doing Soca.
Do you remember what was
Controller, I think. Oh my God, yes, Controller. I remember actually recording it with Mugs here in the UK, and it was just so jokes because we was going back and forth and I was like, I don't have a stage name, I don't know and then coming up in school, you know when you just used to have like little tags and you used to like graffiti little tags on your school book, not in outside on your school book. And I always used to go by the name of Desire with my friends. So when Mugs was like, you should be Desire, and I was like, I don't know if I can live up to that. That's quite a big name. Like, you know. And they're like, nah, it's Desire. And then that was that. We put
it out.
Listen,
you can live up to the name. You've lived up to the name.
It took a while though, because I was very shy before, and soca is an industry that is I was shy.
Lie.
You know something soca, we don't?
I was shy.
You, do you know how long it is I've known her? She used to pick me up and we used to go fet.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
We used to go fet.
And he used to laugh
South
at how
London.
I drive.
And she should try and drive in heels.
Yeah.
That was
trying to kill people going to South London.
But I used to be shy in the terms of, I feel like the soca industry was such a shock to the system compared to like the R&B stuff that you used to do. And I used to do a lot of things for like Choice FM. That's how, like Choice FM used to do like their kiddies jams, the under 18 things. Yeah. So I used to go and perform for them. But the setup for things like that compared to like how Cropover was, it is like, you had to learn. I had to learn fast.
Yeah.
How to get thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wow. But, you know, I loved it. And then turned back and we're still here fighting the good fight.
You're fighting the good fight.
We like that.
So you spoke about Allison Hynes, right? Mm-hmm. And I not even go into like break stream with that one there. You spoke about my Allison Hynes. And no, actually, you know what? Before that, I does not understand, right?
Yeah.
But I just have this argument all the time. Annie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your people and them.
What's that?
What?
I send them a list.
Mm-hmm.
And I say choose.
Ugh, the same argument.
You can't
Are you not tired of saying the same thing?
I choose a song.
You can't choose one.
Are you not tired of saying the same thing over and over again?
This is the last time I'm going to say it.
It's not.
It's the last time I'm going to say it. That when we give all your lists, all you just want to go and do whatever all you want anyway.
Yeah, but it's hard to say to someone to just
pick one. Sometimes it is.
Like one, come on. Like, you know how much music there is in the world to say one? I think that's a bit mean.
I think I made my argument quite sound when it is, when Ruth was here? My argument was
I don't know if you made your argument sound.
It was sound.
I feel like you understand, went off man? On a tangent. And
shucks. I went on the right tangent.
There was definitely
if all you can't make up your mind and all you want to put 2, 3, 4, 5, we're doing the same thing.
Oh, Lord.
That is what I said.
Oh, Lord. That's actually the first soca music video I had ever seen.
Same. Like, I'm picturing the video in my head as I'm listening to the song.
The first one I ever seen. And same. I saw it and I was like, yo, you could be a real bad girl in soca. What? Because beforehand, everything was a bit more like tamed and down. And
yeah.
Allison came out and was like, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
The song so just eludes attitude.
It does. Yeah. It eludes what?
Attitude. You think I can handle me?
I loved it. It makes sense.
But I mean, Allison Hynes is she flies that flag really high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, even she now, does. You know.
And I love Ali. And to be fair, I've had the pleasure of her mentoring me for the last maybe 3-4 years now, maybe even 5. It was maybe before the pandemic. So she helps me so much, especially like with attitude.
Oh, really?
Bringing out the attitude, because mm-hmm. you know what it is? A lot of the times, because I'm a singer, like a singer by nurture, by trade, whatever, yeah. I like to sing. And a lot of soca is not shouting. I call it shouting in tune or chanting in tune, because
I get what you mean.
It's only
you have
of
to project
late.
It yeah. Yeah.
It's only of late that we've been getting this real like melodic soca, mm-hmm. which is a very much singing. Beforehand, it was a lot more just shouting in tune. I used to call it, but with that, it was more about the attitude rather than how perfect it sounded. And I always used to struggle with that. Obviously, coming up in performing art school, you learn how to do everything properly. So when I started singing soca, it's almost like I had to unlearn certain things. Like pronounce, like, don't get me wrong, you have to pronounce words in soca, obviously, but the real pronunciation of every single word and letter, you don't have to do all of that.
Yeah.
So I had to
Your phonics, right? Your phonics.
Yeah. I had to real unlearn things.
School.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
It's called school.
Yeah, well, yeah. I had to really unlearn things.
It's interesting you say that.
So right, on the copybook page. Remember the notes on the copybook page, okay? It's the writing on the page. Yeah? Remember the notes. Okay?
But I was saying, it's interesting that you were saying that, because Jadelle, she was here in the summer, and she said the same thing. Mm. Like, she was more of a R&B, like, I think she said, like, Mariah Carey. Like, that was her kind of inspiration. But when it came to Soca, she was just like, it was kind of dropping the sing song and finding more of the attitude, and that's what she struggled with kind of most, to bring that attitude. And obviously
but now she's able to, right?
Yeah.
Now she's able to go back to the Mariah Carey, because that's where soca music is, that kind of way.
As you said, the word.
But then you say that, but it gets really, really hard, because when I was recording Platonic, that is very much singing. Mm-hmm. So then I had to go back and be like, oh no, we really need to be pronouncing these words. We really need to be holding these notes. And you, like, you know what I mean? But I guess it's good, because not every song you record as an artist is going to be the same. So it's good to have both.
No. And it shouldn't be the same.
No. It should not.
It shouldn't be the same?
No. You need to have some variety.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Variety is the spice of life. Yeah?
Some versatility up in here.
We do. So that was the song that made you fall in love with Soca.
That, Togetherness, all of it. It was all like Square, well, Square One wasn't, it wasn't Square One, but at Cobbler Pot, they came on to do their set, and I saw Alison for the first time, real life, with live band, and I was like, whatever this is, this is it. Because I hadn't seen anything like that beforehand, not live, because when I used to go to Barbados, this is like, we was young. We wasn't allowed to go anywhere. My family is very Christian. It was very much church and home. So when we got to go to Cobbler Pot, that was like the most exciting thing I had ever done up to that point. So I was like obsessed with it. When I say obsessed, I was obsessed. I used to go home and... This is a show of age. I used to listen to the radio and put the cassette tape in the player and try and record the songs, but then you had to stop when the person talking.
And then I used to go back.
To do that just so that when I come back to the UK, I would have like the songs to listen to. My God.
Then was
sharing
it is,
your
right?
age,
those were the
then was
sharing
it is.
Your age. Some people are just like, what's a cassette?
I know, right?
No, people just really be like that now.
I know. It's true.
It's scary, right?
It is
scary.
What's a CD player?
Could you imagine?
What? What?
They do not know.
What? Scarier?
Those were the days, though. I used to like doing that. I used to like listening to the radio and...
I know growing up, we had a trick. If it is just started talking, you could literally take the tape out, cut it,
really?
And then put it back together again.
Really?
So you don't get that part. So it literally just has that part.
I did not know that. But then wouldn't it just like cut the whole thing up?
No. Because you remember with the tape, right? It'll have the part in the middle that'll come up.
Okay.
So you can have the part in the middle and you can just cut it out and put it back. So sometimes you might just get a little jump, but you wouldn't get no talking. You'll just get...
I'm not that technical.
You understand what that is?
That's a bit too technical for me.
That's the camera tricks.
I would just stop.
Cut off that little bit there.
As technical as I got.
But that's how they used to do movies in a long time.
Okay.
You understand? They would put bits together and then tape it back, and that's how it is. It would run. So like, in a long time, when watch old movies, you see like a part where the camera had a little jump. That's when it is they've put two scenes together. Yeah, that's what we'll be and do the same thing with the cast up there.
I had no idea.
You learn something new every single day.
Every day.
Oh, you see, let's do this all the time. Damn it.
So I have to ask you, Messiah, what would you say is your favorite thing or favorite part of being an artist? What do you enjoy most?
I think for me, it's coming up with like song ideas. I think that's coming up with the song ideas and then creating the narrative around it. So when I say, if I come up with a song idea for one song and then you record a song, then creating the narrative around what the imagery is going to look like, what the music video is going to look like, what the story around the song is. That for me is my favorite. Like, I love creating stories and I'm a storyteller by heart, so that for me is the most fun part. And then performing obviously. Everyone likes to perform.
Do they?
I mean, they should. I love to perform. I think it's the most fun part, unless you get like a really horrible crowd that like boo you and throw tomatoes. Or, I don't know.
Oh, we're not in the 15th century.
I mean, I don't know if people do that anymore.
People don't even walk around with them kind of thing no more.
But I mean, I've had my share crowd, my share times of dead crowds. But I mean, I don't think that really phases me.
That doesn't phase you?
Not really, no, because my whole thing is, I've just come to perform the song. This is what I've come to do. Yeah. Like it or not, this is y'all here now.
You gotta take that.
I'm gonna milk my 5 minutes or whatever I have on stage. It doesn't really faze me too much. And I think I've learned. Well, I think for me, coming up in R&B and performing arts and stuff, I've come from a world where you had to just perform. Your essence was in the performance. Soak is very different because a lot of performances are judged on your forward or how much the crowd's rocking with you, screaming, shouting, or you might have to have a gimmick, you might need to dance and all of that.
Drop into the splits.
And all of them kind of things. But because I've come from a background of you came and you performed and the audience was quiet and then at the end they clapped and they applauded for you, it doesn't really faze me that people don't always want to chair and sing or whatever. You know what I mean? Because to me, it's like a performance. You're supposed to take it in.
All right. So as you say, take it in, right? You said your favorite fetting tune. So when you're in the crowd and thing and you're fetting and you're having your own little moment, right? And you're hearing, and if it is your song is played, how does that make you feel?
Like, I get so embarrassed.
So now you're embarrassed.
Really?
You're off stage and now you're embarrassed.
You know why I get embarrassed? Because I'm like, how am I supposed to do that? Because it's so weird. It's like, do you sing your song? And then people be like, well, look at her singing her own song. Or do you just, like, it's like, what do you do? It's really like such an awkward moment. Yeah. And especially when you, like, your song plays and then all your friends are like, hey! And you're like, oh my god.
You know, right.
It does get a little bit embarrassing, but I mean, it is what it is. I still dance to it.
And does that help you like progress in terms of your writing and when you see people how it is they engage with your song when it is you're just in the crowd and you hear a song playing and you look across and you see somebody pelting waves or they move into it or whatever. It's be like, oh, all right, then I see you on the right track here. Go back to the drawing board and write something along those lines.
Yes and no. I mean, I think I get kind of inspiration from anything and anywhere, but definitely I like to see the reaction of other people in parties when my song plays, because it might not be all the time that my song plays, but when it does, it's good to see. Are people dancing to it or are they just, is this the time when they go to the bar or is this the time that they go to the bathroom? Like, what is the general vibe? And then like listening to how the DJs are going to play, like, are they speeding it up correctly or where are they giving it a chance in between songs? Because where your song comes in between a set list is very important to understand kind of like where you fit as an artist and that kind of stuff.
I guess getting feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't always get feedback from asking. Is a lot of the time you get it just from observing.
Right.
Do you welcome feedback?
Yeah, of course. I'd be like, yo, if it's crap, just say. Just be like, this is just shite.
Right.
Sorry, am I
like? Listen, no.
I tell people all the time, and I always be like, don't be frightened. Like, if this is garbage, just say.
Oh well, yeah, don't fret, you know. Don't fret, Miss Desire. Don't fret, say it with your chest.
No, you had to say it with your chest. And there has been times that I've held back songs, not to just hold them back, but to work on the feedback that people say. Like, I've had songs where people have been like, this is a good song, but there's no climax to it, or there's no drop to it, or there's no something. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, okay, great, we need to go back to the drawing board.
Right.
But I usually do ask. Anyways,
do you have certain people that you go to for feedback?
Yeah, I have like a little small close-knit people that I will send it out. And my question to them always is like, you said not you.
Listen, she don't want your feedback.
Wow. No, when I send it out, my questions are always to give me like feedback on the general song. Always the mix and master. I usually just send out the song in the mix stage because it's easier to make changes there. And then also I ask all the time, where would this sit in your set? Like, what kind of song is this? Is this a pre-warm-up song? Is this right in the middle of the fair? Is this just a vibes in your car kind of song. Yep. Because not all songs are for the fair. Like some songs are just you're at home getting ready for the fair, or you in your car, or you at work. Like it's different things.
When you make your songs, do you bear that in mind? Like when you make a song, do you think words is going to be played? Is this something for people to vibe to at home? Is it a...
not really. Not at the beginning. It kind of depends. If I'm just writing, like sometimes I write songs without music. I just kind of write something and then I'll kind of be like, what am I trying to say? But if I get like a rhythm, then I will kind of be like, what's this rhythm for? Like, is this a party or?
Yeah.
And then that will really determine what I'm gonna write on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I work a lot with writers these days, so it's easier but harder at the same time.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's easier but harder, right? And you say in the fet, so. Ricardo Drew, Body Move Rhythm.
Yeah,
you know, and we talk about Ricardo Drew, and that's the song that you chose as your favorite fetting tune.
Could you imagine? Wow. I mean, obviously, rest in peace, Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
That was just
a big shock.
But I've been rocking with his music since then. Like when that song came out, that whole rhythm.
Oh, you mean?
If it won't wind, girl, make you walk your ways. Give him my tips, girl, give him my tips. Just walk that bum bum, walk that bum bum. Girl, just give him bum bum. Just walk that bum bum. If you want, keep your hand. Woman, give him the thing that you want, boy. If you're sure that you want, keep your hand, boy. Don't let him back for the thing, cause you go cause your own problem. Me bad, give him the thing that he asked for. Or you go find him chilling out next door.
All right. Behave.
Those, you see these kind of rhythms? Nah. These are my favorite kind of. To be fair, when this rhythm came out, I called Mr. Dell. He's on this rhythm. I called him immediately. And I was like, I feel cheated. He was like, what are you talking about? I was like, these are the kind of songs I want to do. Why you didn't give me a song like this? And at that point, he was kind of like, well, I never knew you wanted to. Like, you never said you wanted to do something like that. But you see, I think at that time, you're kind of coming up and you're not really sure what you kind of want to do yet. And that, like, those kind of rhythms are just like my jam, like my sweet spot. But I always used to struggle because I always used to be coming back to the attitude thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're on these kind of pelt-waist rhythm, attitude is a must.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my go-to favorite.
That's a go-to favorite.
Yes,
right?
But I don't really hear it out like that.
Yeah, it's,
I had to beg for these kind of things.
It's difficult, because you like how it is. I mean, I stopped it literally within about 45 seconds. But these days, you only hear a soca song for like 30 seconds in a prime time. I just can't do it, you know.
I know, it's hard.
I just can't do it, you know. It's hard. I mean, but that's just the mentality of how things are
but
right
I
now.
But I want someone to have, like, I keep saying, someone needs to have like one of them real retro, like just old, like we, cork we do, stays.
We do have that.
Where? We I'm not invited.
That. We do have that fact. We do have that fact. We had one for Carnival. It was on Carnival Tuesday.
Wait, are you talking about Trinidad?
No, here. Oh. In London, we had it on Carnival Tuesday. Well, I say Carnival Tuesday as in Nottingham Carnival. That week of Nottingham Carnival was the Tuesday, the Wednesday.
Ooh.
We had as it Neville and Ricky, they had an event. It was myself, Credible, Hyper Spice.
Okay.
Mike Forbes was there as DJ Piper. Yeah, you know, and watch me, we went down the memory lane. There was nothing new that was played.
I love that.
Nothing new that was played.
I love that.
And when you see Lady Song marinate, you understand? When you get to that sweet spot, like just after 2 minutes, where it is, you're ready, lock into the waist. You understand?
Oh,
you lock into the waist and you don't want to, that is it.
We need more of that.
Yeah, you're only changing gear. Like if it's just, you need changing gear now. As soon as you go into second, you go down into first, you go back up into fourth. Yeah, we're not, yeah.
Nah, we need more of that because right now I feel like you go out and you just hear the same songs. And it's not just the UK, so no one come for me. It's not just the UK.
No, it's everywhere.
No, it's everywhere.
Every single place you hear the same song. And the DJ
same
will come again,
in the same
and then and I was be like,
there's a million songs,
and it's not even a case that I'm like, why y'all don't play my song, which I am like, why y'all don't play mine, but it's like, if not mine, there's a million others. Like there's music for days. Like you cannot. You remember the 24-hour fete they had in Barbados?
Yeah,
and there was like. So happy because there was like no repeats.
Yeah, no repeats. Yeah. You had to just play and find your own niche and play to
I
that.
Never have that here.
Oh my god, we could, but
like, it's the no repeats that got me.
Well, I don't know what venue would allow it. First and foremost, what venue would allow you to have it for 24 hours and it be cost effective as well?
I know.
And then you're thinking, it's just too much.
I don't
my
think
head,
it would
head,
work.
Head,
it wouldn't.
That's too much. But saying we're talking about your music and stuff like that, and for me personally, when I started on radio, going almost 10 years now, I started on radio. There was one song I used to play like almost every Sunday, and I don't know why. Because at that time when the song came out, I was like, "Yeah, I really like that tune from Missy Zaya. I really like that tune." So I'm gonna jam you with our old school Missy Zaya.
Wow.
It's called "Give It to Me."
Oh wow.
You know, and that tune there. It's just how it starts.
Sweet, that song was so much pressure. Y'all don't even know the trials and tribulations of that song. First of all, do you know who wrote that?
Ooh.
You'll never guess who wrote that. You know Justin Nard?
Yeah.
He wrote that song.
Really?
Yeah. He actually wrote that song. And I will never forget this song ever in life because Ashwin and Precision Productions. They produced it. Ashwin sent it to me and he was like, "Yo, Louise, you will be real good on this song." And I was like, and then he was like, "Oh, but you know, Justin wrote it and sing, sing, sing." And I was like, "Okay, well, let me see. Who tell me? Because I was like, well, you know, I'll just go out by Casey in Trinidad and maybe do it out there, ting, ting, ting. I went to Trinidad now. First of all, I didn't even know that. The woman was like, oh, go and take a car or a tax. I don't know. You know in Barbados, we call it ZR.
Yeah.
So she made it sound like it was a ZR kind of thing.
It's the same thing.
It's a car. No, it's a car, though. It's a car. It's like a normal vroom, vroom, beep, beep. It's a car. It's a car. It's a car. It's a car.
Vroom, vroom.
It's a car. So I'm standing up at this bus stop for ages. Mm. And I'm seeing these cars coming past and stopping and people coming in. I was like, I said, dude, Trinidad's very nice. People are always stopping for people here. They're not realizing that this is the car that is supposed to be getting into. So that was first of all. And then when I did get down by Casey now, I was so nervous. And then this was one of the points where I had to learn to quickly learn back everything I had unlearned.
Yeah.
Because this is a real singing song.
Mm.
And Casey was like, yo, this song is literally about the vibe and the emotion. Like, you have to bring it out.
Yeah.
And some of the notes were high, and I was like, I don't know if I can do it. And he's like, you can do it. He was like, I don't know what the problem was. It was a real back and forth. But when I got the final, I was like, yeah. I'm so glad that I went through all of this.
I love it.
For this.
Tune real sweet. Get
but this
me?
Is a really, this is, this song was a good pivotal moment for my career. This was 2013. Mm. This song got picked up by MTV, and I was shortlisted for Ones to Watch for like the 2013 year after.
Right.
And then this song was also on the British Airways, all the flights, the in-flight entertainment. So this is a good song for me.
Yeah, of course.
Way back then. Yeah. I like that it's one of your favorite songs. I can't forget about these songs. It is.
Definitely. So we move from Give It to Me to we're here now in the end of 2023, and we move into 2024.
Yes.
New projects.
Yes.
New things you're working on.
Yep.
You know? Where are we with that now? Tell me.
Well, I mean, at this point, I'm very happy that the soca market is moving in the direction that it is.
Mm.
Because for a while now, I've been wanting to do more experimental soca, as I would call it.
Mm-hmm.
More kind of this island pop kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Which you guys would have heard on Platonic and the new song Boss Lady, which obviously people would be like, that's more dancehall. And I'm like,
I was going to ask you, where do you think that sits?
So that's the hard part, because now we're here and I'm like, to me, it fits well in where I want to go musically as an artist. Like, I want to explore the Caribbean genre of music. Mm-hmm. I want to do them kind of island pop songs that I think could sit down on mainstream radio, on mainstream stages. That's the kind of vibe that I want, but could still have its offering for Carnival and the Caribbean festivals.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm like, people will say Boss Ladies dancehall, but then some people will still say soca, like, it was on the radio the other day, and they were like, oh, brand new soca for 2024. And I giggled a little bit because I was like, is it soca though? But then it's a hard one, because if you know me as Desire, you're just going to be like, well, she is a soca artist, so it's a soca song.
Yeah.
And I've released it at the time that everyone's releasing for Trinidad, but it wasn't intentionally released for Trinidad or anything. It was just the project was finished and it was a natural release at that time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. So I mean, we have Platonic and we have Boss Lady.
Yes.
So which one you want to share with them first?
First, Boss Lady.
Boss Lady?
Of course. Right. It's a new one.
All right. We share Boss Lady and then we'll share Platonic with them as well, right? Because you've mentioned Platonic three times already.
Oh, God.
You know? So because everybody would be like, what? Some people would be like,
so
no,
you know what?
What you talking about? What is this Platonic business you talking about?
No, yes. We had to drop Boss Lady because...
All right.
This is the new thing.
New thing is a big thing.
So you're going to intro it or you want me to intro it for you?
No, I'm an intro. Boss Lady.
That's what I want to hear. That is what I want to hear, man.
So... this is your girl, Miss Desire, and right now we are at A Shot of Soca, and you are going to hear my brand new single, Boss Lady. Oh, na, 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 na.
DJ, lockdown.
Hey, yeah, when your bubble is so nice, you alone get first prize, with a body like fine wine.
jiggle. If they see you on the gram and your body just a model.
Boss girl walk out. Boss lady. Oh yeah, that was Boss Lady.
Oh
Miss Desire, brand new tune, rolling into 2024.
I love.
You know, the bass line is hard though, and that's together with DJ Lockdown.
I know. Yeah, you know what? Lockdown and I was working on this for 3 years.
Oh really?
3 years. What? It was a whole back and forth. Like, we wasn't sure when to release it. We wasn't sure the vibe. And of course, it wasn't straight soca. We was a bit nervous. You don't know what the reception is going to be like. And you know, we have the sample in there as well. It was like, it's just, there's a lot to consider.
So, yeah.
It's a bit scary. And especially in this world, it's like, everyone's got an opinion. So you're not sure which way it's going to go.
Yeah.
But I knew from the time that I heard the rhythm that I was like, this is the kind of, so if you know, when we was playing the other rhythm, my favorite parties.
Yeah, body rock.
So you hear them kind of, is those,
sorry, body move.
Is those kind of like,
yeah,
with real bass and real, that's what I like.
Bashy.
Yeah.
You say it bashy. Now, yeah. You
I really
know
like
what
to
say
be
it
bashy.
Now, man.
I'm dancing
Don't
around
lie,
there.
Right? No, she won't say bashy long
I
time.
I love to be bashy. Trust me.
Say it.
Bashment is my vibe.
Say
bashment.
It.
Soca, any bashment. But I feel like that kind of music eludes confidence, attitude.
Yes.
It just gives presence. And it also helps on stage. Like, when you have them kind of bass lines, everybody has
everybody,
to know.
Yeah, everybody will feel
just,
it, yeah.
Yeah, it just...
Once your song system set up nice, you win with that bass line, definitely.
But I actually love this song. I enjoyed recording this song so much.
That's good.
Enjoyed it. I finally was like, yes!
So where can they download and get Boss Lady right now?
Everywhere. It's available everywhere on all your favorite streaming platforms. So Spotify, Apple. I always forgot about Apple because so bad. So any streaming site is on YouTube, is everywhere.
Right.
I don't know. Do you guys use?
I'm Spotify.
Okay.
So yeah.
You Spotify?
What one from me?
You Spotify or
I
Apple?
I use.
So you're a DJ.
He's a DJ, so he's only
used your hard drive.
Yeah. Yeah. I just use that.
No, I mean like just
to
personally.
Download, just to play when I home. You only really don't want to know. When I home, I don't really listen to music much when I'm home, you know.
Okay, fair enough.
When I'm home, I literally listen to, if it's a culture in the background, if it is, I'm in the kitchen or cooking or whatever, I listen to something that talking in the background because it just feels a little bit more. It just depends on the day. So like if the sun is really out and thing, then reggae could be jamming. You
but from Spotify or from your
From YouTube or from YouTube or from SoundCloud sometimes.
Okay, I'm very interested to know how people consume music.
Yes, Spotify sometimes. If somebody send me a song on Spotify, or sometimes some people send me like a whole playlist from Spotify, then I'll probably listen to a few songs from there.
Okay.
But the whole logging back in every single time.
But you should be logged in.
Without it, my phone is, if it is like come out of it, it logs me out.
Oh wow.
You understand me? So I don't get notifications and things. Because I do like all the pling, 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 pling on my phone
24/7. Notifications, but I don't love you.
Yeah.
Turn off notifications.
Yeah, we need to teach him,
Annie. You know what? It's because you don't have an iPhone.
Yeah.
You know what's the problem with that, right?
You see that?
You know when it says people like to provoke people? For all the new iPhone users out there, right? Don't come by with Samsung people to borrow a charger.
Listen, you just...
Don't borrow a charger.
Listen,
we're not sharing our charger.
You just said that Samsung makes you log out the whole of Spotify for you.
You need to come over to the iPhone crew.
You know?
Oh,
do you really want to hear nothing more no iPhone people? Because all of a sudden, we all have the same charger. They're going to come over. How is this all going to get juice on their phone now? You understand me? So hush on your mouth.
Shucks.
So, off the heels of Boss Lady, right? What you got planned for 2024?
Well, video for sure.
Yes,
video for Boss Lady, 100% in the works.
Listen, I'm like, can I be in the video?
Yeah, everybody gonna come in the video.
Are you long enough to come in?
Yeah.
Are you long enough?
Yes. 100% gonna do a video for Boss Lady. And then I've also, I'm also working on like other songs that are to come out. I'm not sure if I like want to do like album or EP or anything. I feel like right now I just kind of want to work on the songs that feel good and just release them and see if people love them as much as I do. That's where I'm at right now. But I'm definitely working on new music. But we learned Boss Lady Live for a little bit, a little vibe.
Yeah.
Let's vibe it out a little bit.
And I have to ask, because we were speaking about it a bit earlier, how are you finding juggling artist, being an artist and
yes, our mother. She's our mother. She's our whole mother.
Could you imagine? I am responsible for all child. She's 1 year old.
Yeah, 1 year old. How are you finding? Is it much to juggle?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't got to the real world challenges of yet. I feel like I've got a very good support system.
Yeah.
So everything is quite, I don't want to say easy, but I don't feel like I felt the real, I don't know if it's because I've got a good support system that I haven't felt the challenges yet. Mm-hmm. But of course there is challenges, like she's walking now and she's pulling down everything in the house. And at times you're like, well, we here now, just create the mess. It's fine.
just create it. Do your thing now.
Yeah, your house essentially now. Yeah. But I mean, there is juggles in times of, like, you know, you lose a lot of time to really sit down and write or that kind of stuff. But it's
fun. Like this morning, I was talking to
know, and I was like, I'm hiding
from the trail.
Literally hiding. That's why I was surprised when he got early, because I was like, most people are sleeping, but like I get up quite early to give myself those couple of hours to just like hide, have a cup of tea or like a coffee, and
while
just
she's still sleeping.
Yeah, just like think, because once she's up, it's go time. But it's good because then it keeps me on my toes, and then it forces me to actually do a lot more. Because you have to really plan your days and use your time effectively, which is quite good.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank
you're all grown up. Look at you.
I know, you're all grown up.
He's a big girl now.
Oh my goodness!
A big girl and a boss lady. Nice. So, can we just play Platonic for them?
Oh yes.
Because I could hear people say, this Platonic, let me just hear it. You understand? So I will just run it. You know what? Sorry. I am not Miss Desire. She's over here.
Okay. So yes, guys, it's your girl, Miss Desire. And right now we are gonna get into the nice groove of Platonic.
Platonic about that.
Y'all would never believe that I recorded that song in 2020. And I ummed and ahed about releasing it until July of this year. Why? Was nervous. I was scared. I was like, this is too singy. It doesn't really sound like soca. What are people going to... I was literally like... and then when I sent it around to my like little group, they were like, we ain't sure about this one. It's a little bit slow. Can't really see it for the fat. And then I was like, but this is not really, to me, like when you was asking about what vibe, I was like, this is not really like a fat song though. This is a your chill vibe.
No, this is the end of a fat song.
Or I would have it as you're chilling, or you're driving, or this is the kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
But I was very nervous. But you know what? It's done well. It's got over 60,000 streams on Spotify.
If I peel off the wallpaper instead of fat, I will peel off the wallpaper to that. And if any fat finish and you and your little,
yes,
you understand me? At the end, you're riding.
Yes.
You understand? Definitely.
I know, but I mean, I was still nervous, but it's done really, really well. And it this song doing well has given me the confidence to then say, you know what? We was working on Boss Lady for 3 years, so let's just release this now. And then I'm back working with same Victorious who produced Platonic and Daryl Bigger, Daryl who wrote it. We're right back in the lab, like creating these kind of vibes.
That's good. So what made you say, do you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just release it.
I think by that time, I had definitely had my child by then. And when I tell you, after you have a baby, the level of or the number of F's that you have are just so like you just don't.
You just
care.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're just gone
hello,
now.
Hello, hello, hello. She was doing it the nice way. You just come rolling with your tongue.
People know me. There's no filter on this podcast. I am myself.
All right, Annie. We apologize for that, okay? We bleep it out.
Sorry.
But they're gone. You have no more, like, I think it's good timing of me now becoming a mother. It has really given me a new sense of confidence.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, I was like, I don't really care. Like at this point in time, I really don't have no care for what you have to say. Cause we had to say how to wait until I changed his diaper, made his food, clean up the house, do the laundry. Like y'all had to wait for that. Right. And then if I have the headspace after, then cool. But I'm right on this vibe now of if I like it and I think it sounds good, the team that worked with me on it think it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
We rolling with it because at the end of the day, music is music. And I don't want to chase this whole, oh, I need to have a hit vibe. Like, I just want to create music that is good music because there is people in this world, right, that are huge. And I say have like millions of streams, have tours, and we've never probably heard of them in our lives.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's like, I had to really sit down and be like, what are you really chasing? Are you chasing vanity numbers and hits and this, or you just want to
put out music that I love?
Yeah.
Well, that's Annie's going to go right on to that same thing that you're talking about there.
What's that? Because
that's the next question that we're going to talk. I'm not getting Annie will
what's
ask
the question?
That,
oh God, know? I'm so scared.
I've been thinking a bit. Obviously, since we've heard about Ricardo Drew's passing, I've been thinking how important is an artist's legacy.
Yes.
Like, what would you say you want your legacy to be, and how would you want, I guess, your fans or do you get what I mean? Like what, how important is your legacy to you?
I think legacy is very important. And I was talking about this with my brother just yesterday. I said, that's one of my worst fears. Like one of my worst fears is having to leave this earth right on the cusp of your success or the cusp of something, like just not realizing your full potential and then being ripped away.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important to just do what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
For me. Oh my God. But it is true. That's like one of my worst fears because we get so caught up in this rat race of, oh, we don't have this, my song I'm playing in this fair and da 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 da. Like, I've just come to peace and I'm just like, you know what? I want to be able to have enough good music out there that people can go back and listen to it. I would love to have a legacy of where I've become not like on a pedestal, but like an authoritative voice in my community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I may not be the biggest, I may not be the most famous, but I will have a place where they're like, oh yeah, that's Desire. She had real good music. She had real good stage performance. Mm-hmm. She had real good projects on the side. Like that's, if I could do that and live, like when I say real live, if I could perform, sing and do my own entrepreneurial activities, and live, like pay my bills, live comfortable and all of that.
Yeah.
That's all I really want to do. I just want to be able to live and do the things that I like to do every day. I don't want to have to be like, oh God, I had to get up and go to work and then try and drop the baby to nursery and get back and then try and do my music in these type of hours. I just want to be able to live and have people have good things to say, you know?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And that's why, like for me and with the promotions I work with, especially with Just Vibes, every year we make sure and we get the UK soca artists, you know, so that everybody knows who they are within, because we're in the UK and soca music is growing and has a bigger following across Europe now. And we try to make sure and get the UK soca artists involved so that people will be like, yep, I remember her. You know, she was in, you know, she was on stage, she was singing, you know, and it's more, not more so for the younger generation, you know, because when you all were there, even in August, you know, there was a lot of kids still there and then was ready to jam and party, you know, and the same how it is, you were looking at Alison Hines, some of those kids would look at you.
It's true.
You understand?
It's
true. And for us, that's all that we just want, to make sure that there's a pathway and then young people will feel encouraged and be empowered to see you all in that light, and then that's a part that'll always be a part of your legacy.
Because
as well.
Representation is very, very, very important. And there's not, for me, I feel like there's just not very much representation of like positive Black women. I mean, obviously there is now more so, but I feel like in culture is not very much the same way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we have Rihanna and stuff like that, but for young kids coming up, they're like, oh, but she lives in America, or she's not doing soca.
Yeah, in some ways, it's like you can't be authentically you to do that. You have to.
It's still a kind of different story. So, I mean, big up Just Vibes all the time, because that's amazing that y'all put us all on the same stage.
Yeah, all the time.
And I haven't seen anyone do that for a minute.
You know how it is to do that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know.
You have no idea. When we have to work out the timings alone.
Oh, wow. No,
right,
I don't know that part.
To make sure that everybody gets a good enough slot. Obviously, we know that they're like Trini Boy Juicy would be like a headliner, because he's reached that phase within his music. And then everybody else, you know, we try to make sure they get their moment. You know, it's hard, you know.
Yeah.
It has been real hard, you know.
But it's
we
a nice setup.
We will do it over and over.
It's hard, but it's important, because you're probably one of the
only
only groups promoters that,
that's what makes us that's what we try to do. We try to make sure, that's why we say Just Vibes is an everybody thing, right? So that every time Mark, myself and Trinidad Theater, myself and Audio and some of the other guys, we sit down and we talk about, yo, what are we going to do next summer? How are we going to plan it? You know, hopefully we get one, like how we had Freetown this year.
Oh, yes.
You know, last year. Last year, I'll be honest with you, Bungie was going to be there. But because we switched the days, it wasn't able to happen. But the reality of it is that we try to make sure that the UK soca family gets a front row seat. You understand? They are pushed all the way, because if it's not for that, they're not going to get... It's very, very seldom that you'll even get to perform on other stages.
I was just about to say.
During Carnival itself.
Yeah.
You know, nothing in Carnival itself.
Yeah.
The UK soca artists would probably get a slot really early on. And I find that, like,
if you get
to this gate, I find it disrespectful.
Yeah. And I personally, if it is you bringing over bigger bands and you say, hey, here we're going on, right? We want you to push this soca artist just on the UK stage, you know? Say if it's yourself, if it's Vibes King, because I really like his energy.
I know, he's good.
His energy, like artists like that, that you know that they have a presence that they will bring on the stage and stuff like that, you know? I feel it's such a benefit to the UK soca scene.
Yeah.
But it doesn't manifest that way, because obviously when they come over with their bands and everybody, they just want to make sure that, you know, they do their thing and they roll out. But I think it's a great thing that you, as an artist, Miss Desire, don't worry about none of that.
Nah.
Continue doing you, continue working hard, you know, because people like me will 100% push your music. Like I play your stuff on the radio all the time, you know. I always try to make sure that even with all the UK soca artists, they get a moment, you know, because it's very important.
I think it's very important because, as I say, representation matters. And without the representation, we cannot leave a good legacy. And I feel like for the UK, it's very important for us to know that there is artists here that do soca. Yes. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, okay, people might complain that, you know, soca is only seasonal here in the UK. It makes sense because Carnival is only seasonal here for the moment. But in that season, I feel like having the representation of the artists here is very important, because when it comes to big festivals or like grime or R&B, rap, drill, anything that there is happening here, there's always representation of the artists that are doing it here. So it's very important for us to do that. And yes, locally, but also on mainstream platforms. So like instead of like Capital One Extra bringing all whoever, make sure that you have the homegrown artists. Yeah. And, you know, I think all of that is a very important thing to do.
I think they're getting a little better with that these days.
They are. But like, as you say, there are kids. Like, I've done too, just like, I done the Windrush thing with Just Vibes. Yeah. And there was kids there too. Like, it's very important for these kids to see it, to be like, I want to do this. Because,
For them to be inspired as well. Yeah. The next generation. So. It is important. It is.
So we're talking about the next generation and thing, right? But your favorite carnival moment, right? Your favorite carnival moment.
Yes.
You know, and I'll play the song first, right? Yeah. I'll play the song first.
You can see there's a story coming for this
song, the song bad. You understand? And I can remember fetting to this tune because it's just, you know what?
You know what? Let me just play it.
Sorry, this is your moment.
No, is that like, no, artist name and song, please.
Oh, If you don't know,
you're just playing for yourself.
Guess where you're from.
Thank you.
That's out of the way now, right? That is out of the way. I don't know what it is. I shall also guess where you're from. That's all I need to know. Right. If you don't know it, go on YouTube, go on Spotify, right?
Yes.
Apple Music.
Spotify. Right? And finally, oh my gosh. I'm sweating or no?
Oh, wow.
I'm sweating.
No, this is a sweet carnival memory because this was the first year that I went to Trinidad for carnival ever. I had never been before. I went that year. This was the song. Yes, Marsha had a song in the rhythm, but this one,
flags everywhere.
And I remember that there was a moment we was on the street. I don't know where we was in Trinidad. We was on the street. It was carnival time. And it was dark and the tribe had given out everybody like glow sticks and it was like everyone was like in the air just waving and it was just like a moment in time that you know when people like carnival is like euphoric like in that moment it was like
just mesmerized,
this is the best thing ever. Like I was like I don't know why people don't love carnival. Like how could you not
love
I will never forget that moment. I was like yo, this is how carnival should always be.
It was just bottle that feeling.
If I could bottle, I could have cried in that moment, Dred. It was a beautiful moment. I was like, and every time I hear the song, it just reminds me. And I don't hear it often anymore, sadly. No. I mean, the year it came out, every time. But when I hear it now, it's like the nostalgia hits me. Right? Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah, Where You're From is a big tune. You know, it's called the Electrolytes Rhythm. It's on the Electrolytes Rhythm.
I don't even know.
And there's Marshall on the rhythm as well.
But that was the first year I actually saw Kes perform live before. Like, I had never seen him perform live before. And I was just mad. I was like, wow. I just was.
Oh, yeah, Kes fan too?
I love Kes. But I was just amazed. Like, I think that's the first time I've ever seen someone like singing because, Marshall performs and stuff like that. But I just felt like Kes had a more like, it was a singing show. He was just, it was amazing. I was in awe. I was like, wow, I love this.
So that was your favorite carnival moment. Yeah, I agree with you. That tune was hard. So we're moving into 2024. Mm-hmm. And I picked out two songs for 2024. One is a bungee tune.
Of course, it would not be Super Trini if you didn't have a bungee song.
You understand? And then one is by an up-and-coming artist called Jimmy October.
Oh, I know Jimmy October.
And Tano. And just going to play for you. For everybody, you know. Trying to introduce everybody to have Fiona Soka and saying, you know. So first up is Looking Over, Bungee Garden with Travis World. When I tell you, I want you to listen to lyrics.
Yo. Oh Lord, love. I don't mean no disrespect. Oh Lord, love. Oh Lord. I know the two of your eyes in make four, but I was not looking at you like that. Don't know what the hell is going up your face for, but I was not looking at you like that. I wasn't trying to find you. I didn't want to come across to whine you. And I was not trying to time you. I ain't going to nickel and dime you. It's pure coincidence that we look across at the same time. My field of view, you're in the line. But I'm sorry if I didn't drop on you. Cause I'm telling you straight, I'm not on you. But you're accustomed to people up on you. I'm telling you straight, I'm not on you. I was over your shoulder. Behind you. Yes, I was looking behind you.
I'm not on you.
You understand me? Watch me. So now I play a little bit of this song, right? Let me bring it back. You understand? I was in the salon today. I'm talking to Tia and they are the hair salon in Stratton Bay. And she is not a bungee fan. Like she's like, I'm not really a bungee fan. But she said, boy, that bungee tune Looking Over is a bacchanal tune. Because I'm pretty sure all of us will be in the club, right? And you'll see somebody and you'll say, hey, hi. But then somebody looking at you, you're not saying hello to them, right?
Yeah,
it's the person behind or just a little bit away.
Yes.
But that person will come with you and be like, hey, it wasn't you, darling. Sorry, you know. Sorry. I know you might think I was watching you.
Sorry.
But I was just looking over. But I know we eyes make four, but so I'm going to rewind it and I want you to pay attention to the lyrics, you know, because I'm pretty sure it happened to us, every single one of us.
Everybody.
Somewhere.
Yo.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh Lord, Lord, I don't mean no disrespect. Oh Lord, Lord, oh Lord, huh. I know the two of your eyes in make four, but I was not looking at you like that. Don't know what the hell is going up your face for, but I was not looking at you like that. I wasn't trying to find you, I didn't want to come across to whine you, and I was not trying to time you. I ain't going to nickel and dime you. Yeah. It's pure coincidence that we look across at the same time. My field of view, you're in the line. But I'm sorry if I them drop on you, cause I'm telling you straight, I'm not on you. When you're custom to people up on you, I'm telling you straight, I'm not on you. I was over your shoulder, behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking behind you, behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking behind you, behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking behind you, behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking. Yes, your friend behind you. And I was looking in your direction, but your look was not too receptive, and you was ready to give rejection. I wasn't trying to read you, and I hope that I didn't mislead you. I don't know you want you or need you. Connection is something we don't need to do. Oh, it's pure coincidence and you standing in the doorway. Of course I'm looking in your way. I'm sorry if my them jump on you. I'm telling you straight, I'm not on you. You are custom the people up on you. But I'm telling you straight, I'm not on you. I was over your shoulder. Behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking behind you. Behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking behind you. Behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking behind you. Behind you, behind you. Yes, I was looking. Yes, your friend behind, I was watching. Here's your friend behind, I was watching this. Here's your friend behind you, I watch it.
Listen, hey, what? Which man?
No, that, I like the song, but it's a bit feisty.
But that's your point.
And you know, you can see real people running with it.
What?
Next year, everybody's going to be like, hey, darling, that was listening.
I was not on you. It's your friend.
Your friend.
It's your friend.
He was in the doorway.
You understand, man? He was just standing up there, you know, just, sorry, yeah, sorry, sorry. I didn't mean, really mean to mislead you. I didn't mean to mislead you. And you know, he's watching and be like, not you.
No.
It's not you. Sorry.
That's not nice.
It's not nice. No, but you have to be honest sometimes, you know. You understand? Because she'll be there with her eyes. And she eyes, and the eyes be lighting up. Oh my gosh, he watching me. She and she tells your friend, he just watched my game. He just
watched my game. You know?
Friend, and the friend already talking to you and thing. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So you and the friend talking and thing. And you know, and then the friend is like, nah, darling, she ain't watching you. He ain't watching you. It's me watching.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I can't tell you. He goes out and tell you. I can't tell you. He's my friend. I wouldn't do you that. You understand me? But nah, that's a big tune.
Wow.
Looking I over. Like the song. Bungie Garland, Travers World 2024. Oh my God, I could see the amount of bacchanal that
I was gonna say. People are gonna run God. With mm-hmm. that.
Oh my goodness. You know, and then the freestyle on it. Oh, I just know the freestyle on it. I just sense it.
The anticipation.
Oh, yes! Sorry. You know, so that was something brand new. So I like that one, right?
Yeah,
I
like that one. You know, nice.
Our jam, before our jam, the last one, wanna say thank you?
Yes.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you
know?
For coming.
I had a good time.
Taking time out
you
of your business.
So make sure you plug, let everybody know where they find you.
Where can they find you?
Well, you can find me everywhere under Miss Desire Artist. So that's Instagram, that's Twitter, Facebook,
TikTok.
Yes.
Oh my girl, TikTok.
Listen, I've seen you on TikTok.
I like TikTok, but TikTok seems like it's a lot of work. Yeah,
it is.
But it's fun work. So, yes, on TikTok, everything is Miss Desire Artist. So, you can find me everywhere there. Keep up with the socials. That's where I drop most of my information, music, mm-hmm. all the good stuff. So, yeah, make sure you click and follow.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And, well, I'm just Super Trini Vibes. And,
wow.
Yeah, we're not as big as Miss Desire and you know, those kind of people there.
No.
You know? Yeah, just saying, you know, we don't go international and things, you know. I shout out Soka and you know what? Gotta shout out my wonderful co-host here. you know.
Thank you.
I think it's a year now I've been on the podcast,
it has,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't got no anniversary, nothing.
Wow.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks. Thanks, yeah.
The thanks with the attitude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you gotta have attitude, right? You say, I'm working on my attitude, sorry. Sorry, hold on. Let me do a little better.
Are you working on your attitude?
Hold on, let me do a little. Thank you so much, Annie.
There we go.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you. That's so fake. I can't
do it. No, I prefer the first one.
I can't do it. You know, but big shout out to Annie all the time.
So, yes, it has been. Yeah.
You know, definitely shout out to Alex as well one time, you know,
yes.
for actually welcoming me into this space as well, too. Mm-hmm. You know, gotta give that shout out. So, this is Aya. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love you. You understand?
Thank
keep working
you.
Hard.
Yes.
Keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. You understand? And 2024. We'll see on the stage again.
Of course, definitely. Of course. You know?
With the little one yet? No, not yet.
No, she might run away.
She might, all right.
She might run away.
Listen, she'll come on the stage.
She will come on stage and see something shiny and run off. So I don't know.
Yeah. So as Ms. Desire said to everybody, love what you do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do what you love.
Do it. Yes.
I'm pretty sure they hear me say it before. Plenty. I always saying it. If it is you're not doing what you love, check yourself, because that means that somewhere deep down inside you're frustrated, you're struggling. Let it go. Just do what you love. It's going to enrich you mentally, emotionally, and just invest in that part of yourself.
Honestly, don't be concerned about the views, people's opinions. If it's something you believe in, and you know you're not harming nobody, because I have to put that bit out there. Do what you love.
You know, and like if it is people feel like, and if it is people feel like you're looking at them, you're looking over.
Listen, play the song. Tell them it weren't you, darling.
It wasn't you.
You were just in the doorway.
You were in the doorway.
I'm watching my dreams ahead.
He basically said you was in my way. I could not see past you because you was there, but it weren't you, darling.
Understand? Yeah.
So we're gonna sign off. Definitely show Carib Culture and Marriott Studios as well.
Yep.
We're gonna sign off with Soca Party, Jimmy October, and Tano. Yeah, man.
I'm from a place where the vibes are sweet. Pretty girl just a dance in the street.